Dr. Kalen Pashtalov, Mission of Gimah, Nogabi, Yad Megera, Mikanu, Mikan, Tummy. Somebody who touches either one of the two handles of a saw would become Tummy. The saw is an Avatuma. And we're talking about a saw that has two handles on the two ends of the saw. Both of the handles are considered part of the saw, and therefore they would transmit the tuma of the saw. That is a din. A handle of a kli has the same din as a kli. Somebody touches a string or the cord or the ama, this is a block of wood, or the snifin. Snifin are small pieces of wood. The chut and the meshicha and the ama, the string cord and the block of wood, run from one handle of the saw to the other handle of the saw. The two handles are attached by a block of wood, and on top of that block of wood, they're attached by a string or a cord that run from one handle to the other. And somebody who touches one of those things, or he touches snifin. Snifin are little pieces of wood that the string or the cord that run from one handle to the other are wrapped around small pieces of wood, and the small pieces of wood are inserted into the ama, the block of wood, that runs from one handle to the other. And that way the string or the cord remains taut since it's wrapped around these small pieces of wood. All these things, although they're attached to the saw, are not considered part of the saw, and therefore even if the saw is tame and he touches one of these things, he would not become tame. These things are not considered a yad, a handle to the saw, so therefore they would not transmit to the person the tumah of the saw. Only if he touches the saw or the actual handles of the saw would he become tame. The machbe shocheres uve kashtiniyos tar. A machbe shocheres is a kli used by a carpenter to straighten out pieces of wood that are bent. Now this machbe shocheres is partly made out of metal and partly made out of wood, and it had become tumah. And only the metal piece in the machbe would transmit tumah, but not the wooden part of the machbe. And the wood is pshute kliyes, it's not makabel tumah. It's a kliyes without a receptacle that's not makabel tumah. Only the metal piece in the machbe is makabel tumah. And somebody who touches a wooden piece without touching the metal piece would not become tame, as a wooden piece is not considered part of the metal piece, and therefore does not transmit the tumah of the metal piece. Or somebody who touches kashtinias. Kashtinias is a curved piece of wood like a bow. And it acts as part of a drill. The bit is inserted into this wooden piece, and he would hold on to this wooden piece while he drills. Somebody who touches that wooden piece would not become tame, even if the drill is tame, as it's not considered part of the drill. Therefore, even though the drill is tame, since he didn't touch the drill, he only touched the castinios, he would not become tame, since this is not a permanent attachment to the drill. Rabbi Huda, I'm afanu gab b'mal bein shamaser hagadol tahar. Rabbi Huda says, so too, somebody who touches the rectangular wooden frame of a very large saw would be tahar. As a very large saw, when you want to cut beams, in order to stabilize the saw, you would put it on top of this rectangular frame and hold on to the frame while you saw. That rectangular frame is not considered part of the saw. It's not a handle to the saw. So even though the saw is an avatuma, if somebody didn't touch the actual saw or the actual handle of the saw, instead he touched this rectangular frame, he would not become tummy. Hanugah b'yeser u'v'keshes afa pisha he metucha tar. Somebody who touches the string of a bow that's used to shoot arrow, or he touched the actual bow that's used to shoot arrow, even though it's stretched and the arrow is inserted into the bow and it's ready to be shot, the person is tar, even if the arrow is tame, and the arrow is metal, so therefore it's makabel tumah. But the bow, which is made out of wood, is not makabel tumah. And the bow is not considered a yad, a handle, to the arrow, so even though the arrow is inserted in the bow and ready to be shot, if the person did not touch the arrow, he only touched the bow or the string of the bow, he would not become tumah. A trap that's used to trap mold is tar. This trap consists of two wooden boards. These wooden boards are not makabel tumah. But the way the trap is used is that when the maul enters the trap, it trips on a string, and the string shoots an arrow into the maul. Now, even though the arrow might be tame, but the trap is not makabel tumah, since it's two simple wooden boards, it's not considered a kli, and therefore, if a person touches the trap, he would not become tame, even though the arrow, which is shot into the maul, is tame. Rabbi Huda Aymer calls ma shehim metucha chibur. Rabbi Huda says, called ma that it's metucha, that the string that shoots the arrow is stretched and ready to shoot the arrow. The trap is also tame together with the arrow. Since the arrow is tame, the trap is considered an extension of the arrow and would transmit to the person the tuma of the arrow.
Sechet kelim perchapeg mishna alfa shulchan vat lufki shenifchasu o shechibein b'shayim. A table or dlufki. Dlufki, the Greek word, is referring to a small serving table, armed with the food and drink, is put on that table before it is put on the regular table. Now, shulchan is makabel tumah mid rabbanan, even though it's made out of wood and does not have a receptacle. Normally, we say that a pshute kliyeh is not makabel tumah. But a shulchan the rabbanan we're going through is makabel tumah. The reason being is if mishameis kalim, kalim are put on the table, so therefore the rabbanan said that it would be makabel tumah. Now, if the shulchan of the lufki was damaged or was covered with marble, in such a case, the shulchan would no longer be makabel tumah if it was entirely damaged, as it would no longer be considered a kli. Or if it was entirely covered with marble, it would no longer be considered a kli, a wooden kli. Instead, it would be considered a kli even, a stone kli. The marble is a type of stone, and a stone kli is not makabel tumah. But in this case, it wasn't the entire table that was damaged, or it was not the entire table that was covered with marble. A small part of it was not damaged, or was not covered with marble. If the part of the table that was undamaged or not covered with marble was large enough that Koso's cups can be put on that part of the table continues to be considered a kliyeh, which is makabel tumah. The reason why we said a table is makabel tumah in Rabbana is because it is mishamish kalim. Kalim could be put on it. So in this case, even though part of the table is damaged or covered with marble, since the part that's left is big enough to continue to be mishamish kalim, it continues to be makabel tumah. Rabbi Huda Omer Makom Anochel Chaticha. Rabbi Huda says the part of the table that's left undamaged or not covered with marble has to be big enough to put on that part of the table pieces of bread or meat. As according to Rabbi Huda, that which Rabbanan will say that a table is makabel tumah even though it's pshute kliyeh is not simply because it's mishamish kalim, that kalim are put on top of it, but also because it's mishamish adam, that a person puts his things on top of it, things other than kalim. So therefore, the part of the table that's left undamaged has to be big enough to put on it pieces of bread or meat. It's not good enough that it has enough room to put kosos on top of it, because it also has to be mishamish the person in order for it to be makabel tumah. So if there's enough room to put on pieces of bread or meat, in such a case, it would be makabel tumah. But otherwise, if there's only enough room to put on kosos, it would not be makabel tumah.